Yeah. Friday, I think. The 19th. What? The 28th. I
So
don't.
don't throw dates at me because I've gone through all of today thinking it was Tuesday. I almost said to like people at work, like, wow, I'm surprised there's only a few of you here since Tuesday's truck night. And I noticed as I was clocking out that it was in fact Monday.
One, two, three, four, go!
Falling in love is such an easy thing to do. Girls can do it, bees can do it. Let's stop talking, let's get to it. Let's fall in love.
Okay. I'm recording.
I'm recording. Oh my goodness. I love that we're like so in sync like that. Like we didn't even schedule this. We both just kind of happened to be on our computer and started Zooming and recording without telling each other. I think that's really cool that we know each other that well. That's the new meta narrative around the show is that we've actually never scheduled a time for a record. We just both happened to log on.
Yeah,
And
that's.
we happen to be recording for unrelated reasons.
Yeah. No.
I think that should be.
I would be in bed already.
I'm starting that rumor.
Okay.
That's my blind item for this week.
No, I just think it's really powerful that a bridge collapsed in Pittsburgh and made my commute go from being 30 minutes by bus to a now an hour both ways by bus.
Oh
Yeah, so
no.
now I have to wake up even earlier in the morning
That's so
so I can get
sad.
to work on time.
Oh no.
Yeah, so but you know what, Joe Biden, you go for that infrastructure bill, baby. It
Joe.
fucking sucks. And it
Yeah.
is so horrible. I hate it. But that's
Yeah,
okay.
no, that's not good.
No. So I'm tired.
I
Yeah.
bet.
Kind of had like a crazy weekend.
Oh, do tell.
So on Friday, I got my wisdom teeth out.
Yes, that was very powerful of you to do.
Yeah, so I got put under and I got all four of my wisdom teeth out. And my sister came to pick me up.
Okay.
So, like, she had to sit in the waiting room for some reason during the whole surgery. But so they, like, do the surgery. They walk me to the recovery room. I do not remember walking to the recovery room, but apparently I walked to the recovery room.
That's fun.
And I was so nervous that I was going to say something embarrassing. Because you know.
What do you think would be the most embarrassing thing you could say in that situation?
I don't. I mean, my sister. I don't know. I don't know. There's a lot of things that I would prefer not to say to my sister.
I imagine you walking into that waiting room and just going, Ben Boykovich was actually a good guy.
Yeah, I don't know, but I was so worried about it. So anyway, so I'm in the recovery room, and then my sister and my niece and nephew come in too, because she had to bring the kids. And
Oh, yes.
I guess I didn't say anything embarrassing, which is great, good for me.
Yeah.
But I did cry.
That's okay.
And then I kept telling my niece that in my backpack I had packed her mini M&Ms because I had gone out and I had bought her mini M&Ms because she loved mini M&Ms.
Yeah, mini M&Ms go hard. Those things are so good.
Yeah, but Brenna kept being like, "Yeah, you've already told us this like multiple times." And I was like,
Oh.
"Okay." Yeah, so that was like fun. Then I went up and I stayed with my sister for the weekend
That's
while I was
nice.
recovering, and I could only eat soft food, which I understand why babies are grumpy like all the time
Oh,
because
that shit sucks, yeah.
that is not filling.
Nah.
No. So,
And then you can't use a straw, right?
you can't use a straw for like the first 24 hours.
The worst thing was like on the way back from my wisdom teeth, I got a milkshake and I had to eat it with a spoon.
Yeah, I just used, I just like poured the cup into my mouth for the milkshake that
That's
I had.
hot. Did you take a video?
I have a picture.
Ooh, I'd love to see that.
I'm not sending it to you. But my, so then on Sunday, my brother-in-law drove me back up here. Also, like, not to say I'm better than everyone else, but I did not even pick up my pain prescription.
Oh, good for you.
I only did Advil and Tylenol. Did I sleep like shit the first night? Yes. But was I lucid? Yes. So kind of a trade-off in some ways, yeah. You know? Anyway, so Sunday, my brother-in-law drives me back up here. I get to my apartment and I'm like, okay, great. I need to go grocery shopping. I need to do this thing. We decided we weren't going to record yesterday. So last minute, I got asked if I could babysit.
Ooh.
So I was like, yes, sure. I love to make money. I don't really have a reason to say no, so I'll do it.
Yeah.
So I'm grocery shopping. The power steering on my car goes out. Yeah.
That's not good.
No. So then I, like, drive back to my apartment, and then I drive my car to the car place, and then I Uber to my friend's house, and I borrow her car so that way I can go, go babysit, right?
Yeah,
which was so nice of her to let me borrow her car. So I go babysit. Yeah. And it's just, like, fine. It's really great to see the kids. I'm rocking the 2-year-old to sleep. Let me go back really quick.
Okay.
Brief mention of vomit. If you don't want to listen to this, skip ahead for a minute.
Can I skip ahead for a minute? I hate vomit.
I'm not going to talk about it in detail, but
he... Oh, okay, then I can deal.
...threw up all over me, basically, last night when I was babysitting. And it was devastating. And yeah. I am traumatized, but anyway, so that happened, and then today, my bus trip took so long, and then I got a call from the car place, and they were like, good news, we looked at your car, and we figured out what's wrong, and I was like, great, and they were like, it'll be $2,000 to fix it.
Oh my god. $2,000?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And I said, interesting that you would say that, seeing as I'm very poor. But
anyway. What do you even do with that?
My dad called them, and his magic penis made the price go down.
Okay, I would ask you to refrain from talking about your father's magic penis while I'm around.
I mean it in that he has one. And that...
Oh, I know.
He is a cis male.
But you have to know who I am when you say things like that. And how I interpret things sometimes. But, and it made me uncomfortable to think of your father in that light.
Okay, yeah. But whatever, it's getting fixed, so...
Yeah.
But it sucks.
No, that's... I understand. That's awful when you're not expecting it.
No, so anyway, it's just been like pretty whatever, and I have a bunch of assignments due this week, and I have a really big application due tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I'm just kind of like emotionally exhausted.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm alive.
I'm glad you're alive too.
Yeah.
I was expecting a lot more from that.
Yeah, I kind of want to cry.
Do it. Let it out.
It's good content. What if this is the episode that I cry on the podcast? Low-key, though, there was a part in this that did make me want to cry.
In this?
Yeah, this episode.
I don't remember this episode at all. I watched it not 12 hours ago, and not a single thing stands out to me. I'll look at my notes and be surprised.
I do have to say I've heard some interesting rumors about Shailene Woodley and Aaron Rodgers. Are they each other's beards?
I don't want to think about that. I don't want to claim that, man. All I'm saying is If your ass has been clapped by Aaron Rodgers, please call in.
There's so many blind items about it.
But, like, who's getting dicked down by Rodgers?
I don't know, but listen. Okay, because Aaron Rodgers and Shailene Woodley, they, like, had this quote, and they have a relationship despite their political differences, which, I'm sorry, when I hear that, I think Stockholm Syndrome.
When I hear that, I think, oh, you've never actually really been affected by anything, so you don't really care what happens to other people.
Yeah.
Because we went to college with a lot of people. I almost cried in a discussion with someone who I, like, had called a friend at the time when I was, like, explaining all of my fears about the Trump administration. And his end thing was like, oh, well, you got to remember, it doesn't really affect you. And it doesn't really affect me. And I'm like, no, actually it does. And even if it didn't, it affects so many people. How is that the thing that you're using to comfort people? Like, it doesn't affect me, so you don't care? But that's a large swath of the population who have never been in any danger of losing anything.
Right. I mean, do I think gay marriage should have been repealed?
Yes.
During the Trump administration? Oh. Yeah. But.
Yeah, bring back a sexy backdoor wedding, you know?
Yeah, backdoor wedding, if you know what I mean.
Could you elaborate on that?
We'll see. When two people with penises have sex, mm-hmm. sometimes, if it's their yeah. preference,
okay,
one person mm-hmm. will yeah. insert. Sorry.
No, go on.
Fuck you. Will insert their erect penis.
Wait, what?
You're making me sound immature because I can't get through this without laughing.
No, where do they insert it? Like,
into the anus, if you will.
Oh.
Of the other person. And some people might refer to that as, like, back door.
I don't think that happens. That doesn't sound real to me. I'm sorry. I don't believe that that's real.
I guess I'll release the footage of you that I have on my phone.
That was taken in confidence, first of all. I sent that to you to ask if it looked good.
I know, and I
sent
you...
And if we should
you...
post it.
Yeah, and I sent you back with everything you well, could you're... do to improve your form.
I will say your notes did hurt, but they were fair. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes that criticism, you need it to grow, but it still isn't fun to read.
Right, yeah.
And, like, I did, like, you know, I a tear fell, but, like, in the end of the day, I think I'm a better person for it.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I...
My ass goes wider, and my cheeks clap harder. Linus, what are you doing?
Yeah, what the fuck is Linus doing? I can fucking hear him. So, anyway, but there were some interesting blind items about Miss Shailene Woodley, perhaps being... of the BLT variety.
The bacon, lettuce, and tomato.
Sorry, the GLBQ. What's okay. that? I there's so many letters.
Yeah, she's just, let's just say she's like one of the alphabet mafia.
Right.
See, my thing with her with that, I feel like any form of lesbianism would only help her brand.
That's it's so confusing to me.
It confuse because she like I feel like she wants the lesbian label, so it would confuse me why she would.
It's very Evelyn Hugo.
I haven't read it.
Wait, are you serious?
100%. I have the book. I just haven't gotten around to it.
Oh my god.
I'm too busy reading. One day we'll all be dead and none of this will matter.
Oh, okay.
That's a really good book.
Yeah.
10 out of 10 would recommend so far.
Yeah, I have some friends who've read it. I am reading Naked Heat.
Okay, so we don't have to talk about that, but what we should talk about
I'm also reading Malibu Rising. I'm almost done with that.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, I can't believe you haven't read Evelyn Hugo.
No, I read Daisy Jones and the Six and Malibu Rising.
Okay.
But one thing that we should talk about, and then I don't really have anything else because my life is boring and bad. Late at night, I decided it was a good time to hit up HBO Max and watch The Fallout, Megan Park's directorial debut.
Oh, you watched it?
Yeah. Last night. That's all I have to say. I watched it last night.
Did you enjoy it?
It was good. Very heavy.
I heard it's gay.
Yes, but only in the derogatory sense. No, it was...
Yeah.
It was a very heavy movie, I will say. Do you know the synopsis?
I've watched the trailer, and I've shared it on our Instagram.
Okay, yeah. But just, like, devastating all at once.
Yeah.
But weirdly funny and with amazing performances. And this also leads into, you know, Maddie Ziegler is in it. And this is Jesse's Apology Corner. So many, many months ago, sweet, sweet Aaron asked if West Side Story starred Maddie Ziegler. And I said, no, that's Rachel Zegler, who's a totally different person. But it turns out Maddie Ziegler is in West Side Story, just not as... She's Velma. I don't know who Velma is. I saw the movie. But this is Jesse's Apology Corner for making you feel bad, because Maddie Ziegler is in West Side Story.
Thank you.
I think you were still confusing the actors, but I will give you the grace and the benefit of the doubt to think that maybe you just heard that she was in it.
Yeah, I got the right answer. I just didn't show my work.
Exactly, but I just wanted to, that's honestly what led me down, because I googled The Fallout. This is basically what I want to talk to about, actually, in a roundabout way, was apologizing for that, because I googled The Fallout, I googled Maddie Ziegler, and all of her interviews were about both The Fallout and West Side Story, and I'm like, weird as fuck to talk to her about a movie she wasn't in.
That is.
That's and then so I figured funny. It out, so... Wow. Very roundabout way to get there, but that has been Jesse's Apology Corner.
I feel vindicated. No, the Fallout seems like a really interesting... I've watched a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff, because Megan Park has been posting it, and I've been reposting it, but...
She is fantastic. Like, her directing is fantastic. The performances she gets out of these, like, young teens.
Yeah, and she... I mean, Shailene's in it, first of all, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, we don't need to talk about her.
Okay.
Wait, can I tell you something funny? It's not really a spoiler, but it made me giggle just because of Secret Life of the American Teenager.
Sure.
You know how every guidance counselor in Secret Life is one of Brenda Hampton's friends that she pulled in?
Yeah, that's...
Shailene's playing a guidance counselor in The Fallout.
I didn't know that, yeah.
Or like a therapist, and it makes me laugh so hard because I'm like, oh, it's just like Secret Life.
I think... Yeah, I watched, like, interviews, the cast of what it was like to be directed by Megan Park. And she just, like, got, like, rave reviews from everyone. I'm really proud of her. She did a great job.
It honestly, like, the whole time I was like, I am stunned. Like, in my mind, she's the most successful one out of the Secret Life cast. You know what I mean? Like, in terms of her output and, like, the quality of it. If she keeps on this path, like, literally every interview with every actor is like... Oh, she would, like, talk to us before, like, she reached out to us before we read the script in the audition and was just, like, making sure we were okay with everything. And, like, she worked so hard to make everyone comfortable. And, like, you can tell in the end, like, the performances are all incredible. Mm-hmm. There's not a single thing that fell flat in my eyes. Like, it was all very good, and it was just such a good, like, look at grief and just like the time immediately after tragedy and like how weird and wacky and like how messed up everything is and like the different ways people respond to it.
Yeah.
And I was super impressed.
Yeah. It seems really cool. Again. Yeah,
so wherever you are right now, I want you to stand up and give a round of applause for Megan Park. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care where you are. If you're at your job, if you're on the freeway, anywhere, stand up and a round of applause, please. I'll leave space. We'll give you a moment of silence to do so.
Yeah, I'm going to recommend not doing that.
Okay, instead, can we all get out on our balconies at 7 p.m. and applaud her as if she's a healthcare worker?
Get your pot, get your wooden spoon.
I miss that part of the pandemic. Let's bring that back.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay, but that's all that's really happened in my life because I'm boring and tragic. So anyway.
I'm so proud of her.
No, me too. It was really... Yeah, like I said, it was a whim and it was one that paid off because I didn't even know the movie came out yet.
Okay, well.
Now let's talk about stuff that Megan Parka did that's not so good.
Jesse, I swear to God, I fucking hate this show. We're yeah. so close to the end of season 3.
We might need a break after season 3.
Yeah, called Eternity.
Honestly, yeah, it's getting so hard.
Welcome to Secret Life of Two Gay American Teenagers. My name's Aaron.
And my name is Jesse.
Today we will be covering season 3, episode 18, Another Proposal.
Oh, I wonder why that was called that.
What I wrote immediately after seeing it was called Another Proposal. Kill me now.
Yeah. That's how I felt after seeing the titular Another Proposal.
Yeah. When she gets down on her knees.
Oh my god! Not to get ahead of myself, but that whole scene, I audibly cackled twice.
Oh my god. Okay, so this episode was...
Oh my god.
This episode was directed by Anson Williams. It was written by Elaine Arata. It had 2.35 million viewers. And it aired on April 18th, 2011.
Is there anything... why does that date sound like it was notable? It wasn't, right?
I don't know. My biblical context is pretty cool.
I would love to hear it, personally.
It's from the science section of the New York Times.
Ooh.
And... it says, reptiles eat with the bones, humans herewith. Fossil proves. A well-preserved fossil bears the first paleontological evidence showing the close relationship between the lower jaw and the middle ear.
Well, that's neat.
There was a lot of dinosaur headlines today, and so I feel like maybe there was a discovery around this time.
Is that when we discovered the long necks?
Mm-hmm. Do you think dinosaurs and humans lived at the same time?
Well, that's kind of a trick question because I don't believe dinosaurs are real.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure we are on the same page.
Yeah, well, the thing is, like... people don't realize this, but, like, the devil kind of is a liar. So he kind of plants some tricks to make people deny Christ. So he, like, put the fossils there.
Right.
To, you know, lead people away from the light. Because the world is about 300 years old, I believe.
No. No, you're wrong. It's...
what?
150.
Okay, you're right. Yeah.
Embarrassing for you.
Yeah, I actually feel hard. I feel hard.
Jesus is actually my grandfather.
No!
Did you just say I feel hard?
Yeah.
Are you good?
No!
Wasn't that a good poll that Jesus is my grandfather?
Yeah, that's funny, because I forgot that that happened. Again, nothing in this episode stood out, so everything you say, I'm like, oh my goodness.
All right, do you have biblical context?
I do. Mine is from my favorite reputable news source, Page Six.
Great.
The headline is, your daily, aww. And it is a picture of...
young Sheldon.
No, it's a Neil Patrick Harris post. Linus, shut the fuck up. I don't know what you're doing, but stop it. Do you hear him? He's like going wild, like right below me. He's never done this before.
Yeah.
But it is a Twitter post from Neil Patrick Harris. It says, "Relaxing on a Sunday afternoon, my heart is full of love," with his husband and two babies. So that's my biblical context. That was when we were all still really obsessed with like Neil Patrick Harris. And I think that's important.
Neil Patrick Harris is the one from
Doogie Howser, MD, yeah.
Modern Family, right? I'm making a joke that
you're pulling a bit. Okay.
I'm making a joke. That all gay men are the same to me.
Well, they are, but like not for that reason.
Yeah.
Isn't one or both of the Modern Family dudes straight?
Yeah. One of them.
Oh god, that's so hot. I'm jealous of the gay one.
So we start this episode with we're at fucking Anne's apartment, I guess. I don't fucking know where Anne lives. Which,
again, apparently she's 2 hours away, but she still runs the furniture store somewhat. I don't understand logistics. It doesn't... Yeah. Robbie is, again, alluded to, but never seen.
Yeah. So, Anne and Amy and Ashley are all sitting together. Amy is just ranting, and I have her whole rant. She goes, "Married? They're getting married? Ridiculous. Completely and totally ridiculous. They don't even know each other. They never dated. They've never even been out. Or they hadn't been out before Adrian got pregnant, and she only got pregnant because she was trying to get back at Ricky. They're only getting married because they're trying to beat Ricky and me to the altar. I mean, really, Mom, can you believe it? Adrian and Ben. Adrian Boykovich. What kind of a name is that? I'll tell you what kind of name it is. It's a name where the two names do not belong together because the two people don't belong together. I bet they have some ridiculous ceremony in the garden like Leo and Betty and invite the entire high school." My fridge is making so much noise.
And Linus bit me during that. So we kind of have the same reaction that Anne and Ashley had, which was...
to run away.
Yeah, I don't really need to listen. You know, she's like... It's so funny. And, like, kind of immature, insecure, Amy is back. But, like, deservedly so. If anyone I ever dated would get married, it would throw me into a tailspin.
Yeah.
Especially as a teenager.
Yeah. Yeah. So Ashley is like, "Oh, I heard John." And then Anna's like, "I heard Robbie." And they like both run away. So then we go to Ricky's apartment. Nora and Ricky are hanging out. And he's like, "I know you and Amy are up to something, Nora." And it's like, yes, they're up to something. You know what I mean.
Cunnilingus?
I was going to say they were forming a knitting circle.
Oh, is that what they're going these days?
Yeah, that's when... I'm not going to explain it to you.
That's when you kind of move your fingers in and out in a knitting motion. If you know what I'm saying.
Is that what you think knitting is? You look like you're directing a church choir right now.
So the issue is I don't know how to knit, and I also don't know how to pleasure a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ricky is feeling pressured to get married, and he's like, "You don't want to pressure me. Bad things happen when I'm pressured. Someone's at the door. It's George." George and Nora meet.
Disgusting.
My note says, "A woman George can't fuck."
But not that he won't try.
I know. God damn it. If he's not going to try, he calls Nora hot, which makes me conflicted.
I was going to say, this has got to be really hard for Aaron again to be fully in agreement with George.
Yeah. On one hand, we love lesbians getting validation from straight men, where it's like, "Oh, you think I'm hot, you don't know I'm gay, I'm gonna wreck your ego on the other hand, I hate agreeing with George,
but you do it so often.
Well, of course I do.
I just realized I grabbed the wrong side of Linus and kind of had him ass up in my face instead of face up in my ass.
Okay. So George came over to make sure Ricky's not cheating on Amy. George starts to try to hit on Nora. And then George and Nora bond over their mutual hatred of Margaret.
When did George meet Margaret?
Probably at the hospital when the baby was born.
Oh, I was thinking at like the litigation that they had.
Probably that too.
But like, he has no reason to dislike Margaret except for... She's... No, he doesn't have it. Yeah.
I mean
racism, but yeah. Like...
And misogyny.
But, yeah.
But, you know, misogyny's valid.
I was gonna say, like, misogyny I kind of agree with.
Yeah.
Just kidding, I don't like even joking like that.
I do.
Because, you know, when you say those jokes, you're still putting them into the world. The world where my wife isn't allowed to go until she makes me a sandwich.
George...
Boy, oh boy, do I hate my wife.
You know what I absolutely hate? When people call their wives...
The old ball and chain?
No. Little lady.
Oh.
When they say, I got a check with the little lady.
I've never heard that. I think you might just know weirdos.
No, it's definitely a colloquialism.
Oh. I don't know what that means, so I can kind of shrug it off.
But... Anyway, okay, so George tries to hit on Nora more in front of Ricky. He's getting comfortable, whatever. We go to Grace's kitchen. Adrian, Grace, and Ben are talking. Adrian is showing the wedding plans. It's a circle of life idea. Ben excuses himself.
I feel like it looks like she has a fucking flannogram of the plans. Like, in my mind, like...
All I can think of is a VeggieTales song.
Which one?
The King George.
There once was a man, a very rich man.
He
had a lot of money. He had a lot of lambs. And then I don't know anything until he took the lamb from the poor man.
So good.
Straight banger.
So good.
Meaning it's a banger written by a straight man.
Yeah.
I gotta close this box that Linus opened.
So Ben is, like, stressed the fuck out about this wedding. He, like, excuses himself and, like, walks out of the door and, like, you see this camera shot of him filled with regret? I don't know.
That pissed me off. You're the one who, like, forced everyone into this. You're the one...
Yeah.
I would like to kill...
We go to the theme. I didn't come up with an alternative theme because I forgot about that. Did you come up with an alternative theme?
I couldn't think of one. You know what I mean? The best I got was Everything is Embarrassing by Sky Ferreira. Because in this show, everything is embarrassing.
But everything, like, is embarrassing.
Like, this episode in particular, everything was kind of embarrassing.
My alternative theme is gonna be Marry You by the Glee cast.
Boo.
It's a beautiful night. We're looking for something dumb to do.
Ooh.
Hey, baby, I think I want to marry you. We go to the guest house, come back from the theme. Ben and Tom and Jack are talking. Ben is stressed out about this wedding. He's over it. And Jack is like, homie, remember when you and Amy got, like, fake married? This is like that, but it's the real deal. And then Jack is like, whose house are you going to live in? And Ben says that he assumes that they're going to live in his house because they have room and they've got help. And Jack is like, yeah, but maybe Adrian wants to live with her mom so her mom can help raise the baby. And Ben says, her mom didn't even raise Adrian.
That fucking sucked.
In what world? Do you think Cindy was leaving 6 nights a week to go be a fucking flight attendant when Adrian was like 6 weeks old?
Apparently that's what happened. Who does he think raised Adrian?
Yeah.
Yeah, that pissed me off. Also, this whole storyline where Ben's like, oh, I wish I didn't have to get married sucks because, like, this is all, like, every single part of this is the direct consequence of you literally begging on your hands and knees to get married. And when everyone told you it was a bad idea, refusing and doing it anyway.
Yeah.
I have no patience for this man.
Yeah, he's annoying. Jack and Tom want to be in the wedding. And they're like, oh, is Henry going to be the best man?
Which I forgot Henry existed, so that was cool.
That's my note right there. I said I forgot he existed. So, Nerdler, he says that Leah will be the best man.
Dumb.
Let's play a game called Would You Put Your Parents in Your Wedding?
Let's play a game called Does That Mean Grace Is Walking Down the Aisle with Leo?
No, she's walking down the aisle on Leo. They're going to do a fun little, like...
She's going to dog walk him.
They're going to do a wheelbarrow race. So...
I'm not putting my parents in my wedding. I'm not putting my aunts or uncles in my wedding.
I'm not putting my fiance in my wedding. That shit's embarrassing.
Oh, yeah. It's like, obsessed with me much? You want to be in my wedding now?
Yeah.
You want to spend your life with me? Like, why are you so obsessed with me?
Gross.
No, I don't know. I don't think parents belong in weddings. I don't think they belong invited to weddings.
No. I don't think parents should kind of be alive.
Well, you can say that. You have parents.
Okay, you have called me out for playing the orphan card before. You are also not an orphan.
I didn't say I was. I didn't say I was.
Jesse's staring over a candle right now.
Look, I'm not saying I was an orphan, but let's just say I ate a lot of gruel growing up, am I right?
The only person here who is allowed to appropriate orphan culture is John Jurgens. Let's get that right.
Does John appropriate orphan culture?
When he wears that silly little Oliver Twist hat.
That's right, I forgot about that. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, certain things.
Someone DM'd us on Instagram and said something about Grace breaking the beer bottle. And I said, if you had told me almost a year ago that I would long for the days of Grace almost getting assaulted and praying and breaking a beer bottle, I would not believe you, but God, I wish that's what the show still was.
Can I say, I think without that scene, there's no The Fallout.
Brave.
That scene taught Megan Park what it was to direct and to act and to receive direction. Do you think God ever gets confused when people pray in movies?
Yeah, because I think God, is it?
Do you think he's like listening and he's like, oh, is this one for real, or is this guy doing another read through of his line? Like, he just prayed for this three times.
Right. Yeah.
That's not his name. That's not his family's name. What's he doing? I don't think he, like, I think he'd understand it, but I think, like, for a brief second, with all the prayers coming in, he'd probably be like, now who's bothering me with this?
You know, that would kind of make sense. Do you feel like maybe you and I are still gay because God's been too busy, like, answering the fake prayers from, like, movies and TV shows to answer, like, our prayers?
I never prayed to not be gay. Uh-oh. Because that would involve admitting that I was gay.
Right, right, right. Okay.
I prayed to not want to touch people's penises.
And how's that going?
And to not crave their feeling on the back of my tongue.
I don't think I'll ever emotionally recover from that.
And that went well. I have no such desires anymore.
So, we go to Leo and Ruben. They're at Ruben's house. Ruben is talking about maybe doing a church wedding. Leo says no. Ruben okay. is so happy they're getting married.
This is the first of a few times where, does Leo hate religion?
What you have to understand is, let me take you back. Okay, the year is 1999.
I was 3 years old.
We're in Paris.
Ooh.
Maybe the Notre Dame, for example.
Are Leo, we at the restaurant where the rat makes the food?
No. Leo and his wife and his son have visited Europe because Leo's sausage business is taking off. But what is his sausage business? Well, they stuff it with something you wouldn't expect. Cocaine. He is moving drugs. He's a drug mule. Well, not him particularly, but he employs drug mules, and they ship the drugs in the sausage, right? So they're visiting Paris because he says, well, if I'm going to be here for business, might as well make it pleasure too. His best friend in the whole world, a little fellow named, I don't know, have you ever heard of him? Mario. He has a brother named Luigi.
I haven't heard, is he like famous?
No. He's just in this story. So you,
okay, gotcha.
If you had said that you fucking knew him, it would have been embarrassing for you because you'd fucking know him.
Yeah, that's why I didn't say it, because I don't like to, yeah, I know you're pretty close with them, but I didn't want to like...
Yeah, presume. Yeah, anyway, so Mario, not Luigi, just Mario is there. He comes into the Notre Dame, and he says, you know what, I'm gonna fucking, I have a better system of moving these drugs in some green pipes in the ground.
Okay.
So he's like, I'm gonna talk to Leo about this. Talks to Leo. Leo is adamantly opposed.
Mm-hmm.
So Mario goes to kill him, goes to do a double stomp on Leo. Misses, hits Leo's wife.
Oh.
And because it was in Notre Dame, Leo just has this traumatic memory associated with religion.
Wow, that's really sad.
Yeah.
Because the loving nature of Christ could have really gotten him through that loss.
Yeah.
You call me out on the
Do you think the play Equus was written about Leo's life? Do you think Leo fucked a horse? So,
where did the play Equus come into this?
Because that play has to do with Jesus, and it's dramatic.
Really? Yeah. I don't know anything about it other than it's how I saw Daniel Radcliffe's penis.
Did you really see Daniel Radcliffe's penis?
Yeah, because I watched a bootleg of Equus. But just the penis part.
So, the play, basically he gets off by looking at Jesus.
Well, I don't like that. Let's move on.
But do you think Leah fucked a horse? Answer honestly.
I can't say. Because the horse is one of my clients, and we're not really supposed to reference what may or may not have happened until the lawsuit settles.
Am I funny?
Yeah.
Why aren't you laughing at any of my jokes tonight?
Because I'm tired. It's been a long week, Aaron, and it's only Monday.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so Ruben is very happy that Ben and Leo are getting married.
Okay. Okay.
Ruben is very happy that Ben and Adrian are getting married. Cindy and Betty come down from fucking upstairs.
Yeah.
And Betty wishes she could fly away. This woman wants to get divorced so badly.
Oh, yeah. And also, how many times did she have to say, oh, just fly away? Like, she literally just talks about how she wants to fly away for, like, 2.5 minutes, and everyone's just like, yeah?
The song Sail Away was stuck in her head, but she couldn't remember the words.
What song, Sail Away?
Come sail away, come sail away, come sail away with me.
Oh, by the band Styx.
Yeah.
I thought you were referring to Orinoco Flow by Enya.
Oh.
Sail away, sail away, sail away.
So
I'm trying to get signed this episode, so I'm just going to sing as much as possible for our music producer fans.
Cindy likes the fact that she can fly away if she wants to, and she wants to invest money in a place for Ben and Adrian and the baby to live instead of paying for a wedding. Very smart, Cindy.
Yeah. Somewhere around here, I have the note, none of this is interesting.
Yeah. So they talk about pooling their money to do a down payment for a small condo. And then Leo's like, fuck it, I'll just buy them a small condo. I said, can I marry Ben? You know, when that financial instability is really hitting, because I say, I could marry a Ben.
Yeah, I could marry a limp dicked little freak like Ben.
And Cindy is like, that is so kind, but we want to contribute. And Ruben
and looks... Ruben's like, how fucking dare you?
I know. I feel like Ruben... Like,
Ruben makes a lot of money, I feel.
I feel like Ruben has a problem with the ponies.
What ponies?
Like, gambling, but also he hates My Little Pony.
Oh, okay. Well, when you said has a problem with the ponies, I'm like, now what did Rainbow Dash do?
Betty has a weird little thing. She goes, I just hope that Adrian has your decorating skills so she can make it a lovely home for the three of them. And Cindy is like, thank you, Betty. And Betty says, I just want to compliment you on what a homey place this is. You know, I love the pictures of your grandfather in the upstairs hallway. You know, it just gives you such a sense of family history. And Cindy says, that's not my grandfather. Those pictures belong to Ruben, and those pictures are of Jesus. And Betty says, oh, well, such a family resemblance.
Oh, my Lord. I think in my little headcanon, at least one of the pictures was of the crucifixion.
Oh, my God, probably. Probably. So, Leo and Betty are, like, going to leave, and Cindy says, you know, if you want to take one of Grandpa's pictures with you.
And Leo looks pissed again. See, this is where I really noticed his problem with religion, because he seems angry that Betty even would think about Jesus. Also, are we to believe Betty's never seen Jesus?
That's what Brenda Hamden would have you believe.
Well, that's the thing. A sex worker couldn't possibly know who Jesus was, right?
Yeah.
Maybe she'd only ever looked at historically accurate representations of Jesus, so she was confused by...
Maybe Jesus was black. Maybe Jesus had dreads. Spider-Man should be black. I vote for Glover instead. That's a line from Logic's song, Black Spider-Man.
I'm canceling you for referring to Logic.
What'd you say? Yeah, Betty kind of stands Christianity. But more like radical Christianity.
Yeah.
So.
She's a Christian anarchist like Doris Day or what's her name? It's not Doris Day. Fuck, Dorothy Day. Why are their names so similar?
So we go to Grace's house. Adrian asks Grace to be her maid of honor. Grace says, I guess. When I ask somebody to be my maid of honor, that's how I want them to react.
Yeah. Grace just doesn't want to be here. But this is where I also have noted, like, this is where I was like, oh, so Grace and Leo are walking down the aisle together. That seems gross.
Grant is at the window. He hides. Adrian is like, come on, Grant, you'll be a groomsman. And they're like, isn't the groom's friends the groomsman? And Adrian's like, well, Ben only has one friend, Henry.
So true. So true, bestie. Thank you for pointing it out.
Yeah. Adrian is kind of being a bridezilla. She goes to pee, and Grant and Grace are like, LOL, she's crazy. Also, I just remembered, my parents are gone. Should we?
And Grant's like, should we what? Oh!
Serial kill you?
Yeah, I would not. One, I wouldn't let Grant operate on me as a doctor. Two, I would not let Grant know ever that I'm in a house alone.
What murder weapon do you think Grant prefers?
His teeth. I think he goes in for a hickey and then bites and just starts ripping.
I think he's a crowbar guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe so, he uses a scalpel because he wants to be a doctor. And that's how he justifies it. His dissections are just furthering his pursuits.
You're not wrong. So Adrian comes back and is like, oh my god, I forgot about Ricky and Amy. They have to be in the wedding too, and John could be the ring bearer. Because there's nothing like having your ex and your partner's ex be in your wedding. That's the gayest shit I've ever heard.
I was just gonna say, that's just a lesbian wedding.
Yeah. So Ben comes back in and Adrian says 6 weeks from today, so they can squeeze the wedding in before midterms. And Ben is taking the SATs, and Ben is like, woo, yay.
Why is Ben going to school? He can just coast by on his generational wealth.
I know.
Oh, leave those spots open for others.
Can I kind of share an unpopular opinion? I loved
what taking... else is this podcast?
I know. I loved taking the SATs.
Oh, the SATs were the last time I felt smart.
I love standardized tests.
Drop your score below.
I love taking tests in general.
Oh, I didn't take those.
Did you take the ACTs?
Yeah.
Oh. So Lauren and Jack are now talking on the phone. They talk about the wedding. He wants advice if he should call Madison because they'll see each other at the wedding. And then Lauren finds out that Amy and Ricky are being asked to the wedding. She hangs up on Jack. She's like, I gotta fucking go. I gotta call Madison about this shit. And Madison picks up the phone. She says she's bored. She wants a boyfriend. And then
that, like, same Madison.
Yeah. And then Lauren talks about how Jack just called her, and Madison is like, well, you can't date Jack. And it's like, yeah, no fucking duh. They talk about the wedding. Then Jack calls Madison. Lauren tells her to take the call. Jason comes in and is like, so Lauren's off the phone. Lauren's in her bedroom. Jason, her brother, remember him? He comes in. And he's like, Dave wants to say goodbye. So which, Dave comes in.
At this point, I'm like, who the fuck is Dave?
We've met Dave once.
Yes.
Also, why is there a character named David and a character named Dave?
Who's the character named David?
isn't that Anne's boyfriend? Potentially Robert's father?
Shit, you're right.
And they look pretty similar.
I thought that's who it was at first, now that you say that. And that's probably why, because I forgot that that guy had a name.
Yeah. So, Lauren's like, bye, see you later. And he's like, no, I'm leaving permanently. And she's like, what? They're getting, he's divorcing her mother. He's a surgeon, so he's removing the problem surgically. And Dave says that. Also, he's like, also, just so you know, your mom and I haven't been happy for like 6 months, but it has nothing to do with the fact that I'm white.
Okay. That's really one of those, like, who said that?
Yeah. And he gives Jason and Lauren checks before he leaves. He's like, I don't have kids, but I do have money. Here you go. And then Jason tries to, like, convince Lauren to, like, scheme their dad into letting them keep the money, whatever.
Weird, and I don't care.
Yeah. We go to Anne and Amy and Ashley. Anne is looking up teen marriage statistics, and Amy gets a text and is like, I gotta go. Lauren's parents just split up. And Anne is like, Anne?
Oh, yeah. They weren't really, she wasn't close to her stepfather, right? Why would you care? And Amy's like, what the fuck?
And Amy's like, what are we even doing here? Like, I can leave and I can come back tomorrow. Like, Ashley's literally fucking popping bubble wrap on the couch. And then they fight about the wedding. And Anna's like, oh, so what are you going to do? You're going to go back to your dad's house and you're going to fuck Ricky. So that way, like, he you know, he doesn't fuck anybody else. This is our weekend. Also, she's like, and it's going to take 2 hours for you to drive home. Anne lives 2 hours away?
That's what I said. She lives 2 hours away and somehow still runs a furniture store. It doesn't make a lick of sense.
Where's Mimsy?
Dead. But as a sort of holiday of itself, we don't celebrate it.
Do you know who killed Mimsy?
Her hot husband.
Mario's brother.
Luigia?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Grant.
Also Grant. So, we go to Adrian and Ben. They're in Adrian's house. Adrian is propositioning Ben for sex. Ben
Adrian
does not feel comfortable.
Adrian is so horny. And, like, honestly, like, representation matters, first of all. Because I also have a little belly and still want to have sex sometimes.
Yeah, Ben was not really expecting this. He says he doesn't feel emotionally prepared to have sex tonight. And Adrian kind of takes that personally. She's like, do you think I'm pretty? Like, I want to have sex. Like, I feel pretty. I want to have sex like this. And Ben is like, maybe in the future. And she's like, maybe? And he's like, yeah, I gotta go.
Yeah.
And then Adrian, like, looks at her ring and laughs.
I like to think she was just toying with his feeble little brain.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck's going on here.
Weirdly, I'm semi on Ben's side. Like, if they haven't discussed that whatsoever, that is terrifying.
Uh-huh.
I need to be prepared for 3.5 months before even discussing the concept of penetration.
So, yeah. Amy and Ricky are now talking on the phone, and Amy is like, we should get married first. I refuse to be in the wedding. And Ricky's like, I don't want to get married. They hang up. Ricky leaves his apartment, and Nora and George are still sitting on the couch. He has not gotten the hint that she's a lesbian.
Yeah, and he's like, well, I'm not hitting on you or anything, but, like, you think your relationship's gonna last? And I'm like, George, you've been hitting on her since you walked through the damn door.
I know. Here, I have the... Do you want to do a little acting?
Let me don my performer's garb.
Do you want to be Nora or do you want to be George?
Who would you like to be?
I mean, I have the George voice.
Yeah, and I can do a Nora.
Yeah. So, Ricky leaves. He slams the door. And George goes, aren't we supposed to be watching him?
Yeah, I was never really good at that.
Hey, what he mean by that... wouldn't do me any good. I mean, I'm not trying to hit on you or anything, but you're not so serious about this guy that you'd be getting married. are you? I mean, you just got out. You got to enjoy your freedom a little bit, don't you think?
Yeah, I guess.
I think you're a really interesting woman. I don't think I've ever met anyone who's been to prison.
Oh, you probably have.
Maybe.
So, do you want to take me home?
Home? Meaning?
Margaret's house. I've got a curfew.
Oh, as long as I don't have to go inside, sure. But if we leave, who's going to watch Ricky?
Oh, that dog's off the leash, I'm afraid.
Jeez, I forgot about Moose. We have a dog.
Oh, lucky. I want one. I've always wanted a dog.
What is this accent you're doing? I'll let you meet Moose sometimes. You'll change your mind. What the fuck? Just throw Moose under the bus?
Yeah, apparently George hates Moose all of a sudden.
No, Moose is done. I'm referring to the next scene where George literally throws Moose under that bus.
Oh, that's right, yeah. That seemed kind of cruel. And he did it while Nora was watching?
Yeah, and then they kind of like morphed into the end of God's Not Dead when that guy got hit by the car. Yeah,
and Moose kind of accepted Christ into his heart, and now it's not a sad ending because he's going to heaven. Where all dogs go.
And all cats go to hell.
That is the sequel to All Dogs Go to Heaven. Yeah. All cats burn for eternity. That's why they have 9 lives, so they can put off their endless torture.
Yeah.
Linus, you're going to heaven, though, but where the fuck do you go?
Okay, we go to Lauren's room. Ken comes in. He wants to have a conversation about Lauren talking to someone because some big stuff is happening. The conversation they're having, they are both having very different conversations with each other that is so vague and so confusing.
Well, the separate conversations they're having with each other are so disconnected and out of touch that they could very easily be one conversation and neither of them would know. It's wild.
Yeah.
This is acting. This is absurdist comedy.
The the moral of the story is Ken is having sex with Lauren's mom.
Yeah, and to get him out of there, Lauren's like, you know, Dave cut a check to Jason. You might want to talk about that and sit on his bed.
Yeah.
Lauren's a queen. I love her.
Opinion on your parents sitting on your bed.
That usually only happened when I was in trouble or morbidly depressed.
Yeah.
No good memories of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, beds are for two things. Sleeping and finding new shows on Netflix.
No, your bed is for two things only, sleeping and sex. That's what we teach people when we teach them about good sleep hygiene. The bed is only for sleep and sex.
I don't think sex. I think sex should be moved to floors and couches.
Sure.
I would never have sex in my bed. I'm sorry. That's some gay shit, you know? Like,
I personally would never have sex. You want to sleep
where a man ejaculated? That's pretty fucked up.
So you're going to do that on the couch in your shared living room?
Wouldn't be the first time. Just kidding. I don't have sex.
Okay, so we go to...
I can only have sex if I'm 2 hours away from my apartment.
So...
And even then, it's not good.
Okay, we're in bed.
Shout out to...
Shut the fuck up! Okay, so we're in Ben's room. He's in his daytime clothes. With his shoes on, laying on top of the blankets, trying to sleep.
Everyone in this show, this episode particularly, so many shoes on bed, so many going to bed in street clothes, on top of quilts and such.
This is... Yeah, this is just unacceptable to me. And so Ricky comes in and he's like, we have to talk. You can't get married. Okay, there's a commercial break. We come back from the commercial break, and Ben is like, I'm trying to go to sleep. And it's like, Have you ever heard of something called fucking pajamas?
Yeah. You're rich enough, you should have 7 sets, and they should be striped and monogrammed.
Yeah, and silk.
Oh.
God.
And chiffon.
You should call a robe a dressing gown.
Yeah, you should have a smoking jacket.
I like your silk chiffon reference.
Silk!
Chiffon.
Thank you. I was afraid you weren't going to finish it.
Oh, when she's on me. Okay, so Ricky isn't going to get married in a hurry. And Ben is like, why don't you marry Amy? You'll be an asshole if you don't. You know you're just going to be with her for the rest of your life. We're stuck.
No, he doesn't. He straight up doesn't know that. Like, that's why they're not married. Exactly. Because he's not sure that he wants to get married, period. Like, that's straight up why they're barely dating right now. So yeah. Don't be a dick, Ben.
Ben wants to get married, but only because there's a baby. It is sooner than he wanted. And Ricky is like, why don't you just wait until after the baby comes? And he's like, also, why are you letting a woman make the decisions?
That's
you should
true.
Be making them. I know. I was like,
see, the thing is, I didn't like the way he phrased it, but I do think that Ben needs to, like, have a single decision or, like, let his input be heard whatsoever.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot can be said about this show in terms of its, like,
trailblazing progressive politics.
Right. And, like, as someone who is watching it from the Christian lens and wants to enjoy it as a piece of Christian media, I'm really glad that they finally kind of took a stand. And Ricky, you know, reminded Ben, kind of pulled him aside, prayed with him, if you will, and reminded him that he cannot be letting his woman make the decisions.
Yeah, that's true.
When we talk about being equally yoked,
we're talking about two men with large dicks. And those two are equally yoked in girth and length.
Ricky and Ben?
If so, that's a rough day for Ricky, am I right?
Okay, so Leo, okay, so Ricky is mad about, like, Ricky, Amy, and John being in the wedding. Leo comes in. Leo's mad he heard the wedding is before the baby's due date from Ruben and not Ben. And Ricky says that Adrian is amazing, but she has a picture in her head of having a family and being happy, and that's not going to happen. Like, even if they get married because they're in high school, and Ricky tells Ben to wait to get married, take control, won't you? Ricky leaves, and Ben is like, hey, Dad, so we're getting married in 6 weeks. Oy vey! 6 weeks, and Ben is like, yeah, I just don't understand why this wedding is such a big deal, and Leo is like, have we not fought about anything this entire series? Because I feel like we talk about how big of a deal a wedding is all the time.
I feel like I told you, like, repeatedly that you don't want to get married right now, and you kind of just didn't listen.
Leo breaks the news about how they have to have a small wedding because then they'll get a small condo, and Ben is like, oh my God, no, we can't live on our own. Like, we need help.
Yeah, Leo's like, what do I do without a servant to wipe my ass?
That's so funny. Ben just freaks out. And Leo's like, no, it's a good thing. Okay, this is the part that did break my heart. Okay.
Oh,
I don't know why.
I know what you're going to say.
Yeah. I don't know why it hit me like this. But Leo goes, you're going to be a dad and a husband. And Ben goes, I can't just be a son anymore.
That was weirdly affecting, I will say.
I was like, that's literally, like, life.
Yeah.
As you grow and evolve in all these roles.
Yeah. I will say, he talks a couple times during this segment about being kicked out of the house, and most times being kicked out doesn't involve your father buying you your own condo.
I wish I got fucking kicked out of the house.
I was gonna say, like, that's kind of offensive to the kicked out of your house community.
I know. Truly. Put some respect.
Yeah. Yeah. Brenda Hampton, come over and fight.
Yeah. I'm sorry. If you're kicked out of your house, you know what you should do? Be in a Step Up movie.
Oh, I was going to say find a same-sex sexual partner.
Yeah, also true.
There's nothing gayer than being kicked out of your house. I'm sorry. Yeah.
We go from there to a scene with Madison and Jack.
Madison fully shoes on, clothes on, in bed.
Yeah, in Madison's bedroom. Do you want to?
I would love to.
Why is this not?
This was Emmy-winning dialogue.
Oh my goodness, why is this being so fucking stupid?
Can I be Madison?
Sure. Okay. There's two parts. Okay. So we're just gonna do the whole scene, because it's great. So I'm Jack.
Okay. Sorry, I gotta perk up my tits.
It's so good to see you!
Yeah, it's good to see you too.
What?
Nothing.
I'm sorry about Stanley, but we really didn't do anything, I promise.
I'll get over it. I guess I owe the guy a thank you, because your dad's okay with me coming over here again.
Well, my dad's okay with you coming over as long as we're not doing what we were doing.
Coming, am I right?
I was just gonna say.
It's funny you should mention that. I don't really want to do what we were doing anymore.
Really? Me neither. I mean, it was really getting to be a lot of work, and I really wasn't getting that much out of it. I mean, it was okay, but, you know, I got kind of tired of it.
Well, I wasn't tired of it. It's just that I wouldn't mind trying something else.
Something else like what? Don't ask for anything stupid.
Would it be stupid if the two of us actually had sex?
Sorry, the star in the middle of sex just...
Yeah.
I lost my composure.
Well, no, but I really want to get my dad's permission first.
Not really. I just don't want to do it here.
All right. I'll see what I can do.
Okay, well... Then I will see... Oh.
Is it the same line?
Yeah.
Okay, well then I'll see what I can do. You know, in terms of birth control, because I really want to be on the pill when we do it. And I want it to be really romantic, like in a hotel room. Like a really nice hotel room, you know? We could have, like, candles and flowers and music.
I guess I'm gonna have to save up for this then.
Yeah, well, I'm in no particular... Yeah, well, I'm in no particular rush, so...
Well, I kind of am. It's been a long summer. You're texting on your phone. Lauren?
Oh, yeah?
Can't you just wait till I go home?
Are you kidding?
Icon.
Yeah. Anyway. That's gonna happen.
Why not?
Happy for them. Two cities. What is it? How does Romeo and Juliet start? Fair Verona.
I don't know.
I know it's like two families. Da 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 da. I was just gonna say two idiots alike in their stupid idiocracy.
Sure, I've never seen it.
Romeo and Juliet?
Yeah, other than Baz Luhrmann's film and the movie where there's a little bit of titty.
Isn't that Ashley's mom?
What? In real life? That's right!
Yeah.
Yeah, that is, isn't it? That was a fun fact from here. Was that real?
I think so. So, okay, so we go to Grant and Grace. Grace has cock-blocked Grant. She wants a wedding. All this good talk with Adrian has brought it up. She doesn't want to have sex unless there's a chance they're going to get married. And Grant's like, well, there's a chance. And Grace says, how much of a chance? And Grant says, how much of a chance do you need? He's a little pushy about having sex. And then they talk. And Grace is like, I don't want to fuck tonight. Like, I'm not in the mood. She lets Grant sleep on the bed. They're going to chastely sleep over the blankets in their full clothes.
That's honestly the hottest thing I've ever seen. That's like my ideal night.
Yeah. We go to Ricky's apartment. George shows up with pillows and mousse.
What was that all about?
We find out later.
Is that what it was about?
He was just going to sleep in Ricky's bed so that way Ricky couldn't have sex with another girl.
Is that really what it was? Because I did not understand what the fuck he was doing.
I didn't understand it either, but I'm like, that's my guess.
Yeah, but he like sneaks in. I don't know. It just seems like a huge invasion of privacy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Also, Ricky, lock your fucking apartment.
I will say, if there's one thing the Juergens clan loves to do, it's appear nude in Ricky's bed. So, you know, kind of like daughter, like father.
I did forget that George was fully nude.
Yeah, he was sprawled out with a single heart-shaped pillow covering his genitalia.
We go to the Juergens kitchen. Amy, Ashley, and John have arrived home from Anne's house. Ashley willingly touches John to, like, go put him down for a nap, so...
Can I say, too, again, John is silent all the time.
Yeah.
Terrifying trait in a child.
Amy calls Anne, and we really have to make sure Amy's not driving, because car safety.
So true.
The number of times I've done full-on therapy in my car while I'm driving...
To me, the open road's a bit like therapy in itself.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Listen, if I get in a car accident while I'm on FaceTime with my therapist, saves me a trip from having to go to therapy. You know?
That is so true. Because
I can just talk through it right then and there. So, anyway, there's an apology tour. And Anne is like, you can't stress over Ricky having sex with other girls. Like, you either trust him or you don't. And Amy only thinks Ricky will not have sex with other girls if she has sex with him. And Anne's like, we're so alike. I thought the same thing about George. Aww. If, like, we got married.
That was kind of sad.
Yeah. So we go to Adrian's house. Ruben and Adrian are talking. And Adrian's like, I scared Ben away. But then Ben comes in. He wants to talk. Ruben leaves. Adrian goes to sit on Ben's lap, and it's sharp.
What was sharp?
I think his bones.
Okay, I was confused.
Me too.
No part of him should have been sharp.
It was his compass he had in his pocket.
Oh.
For drawing concentric circles.
Yeah, I bet. You know, drawing concentric circles is a good way to make sure you get from point A to point B when mapping cartography.
Adrian, okay, so Ben is like, here's the thing, we can't have a big wedding. Adrian pouts, and he's like, I think we should get a condo instead of having a big window.
Fucked up to present this as if it's his idea.
I know. Adrian freaks out. She loves the idea. She kind of starts nesting. Like, she's like, this is what I want to do. Like, this is what I think would be cool to have a kitchen. And Ben, like, zones out. He's...
a bad person.
He hates this woman.
Oh, so much.
Yeah. So we go to Ricky's apartment.
My note here is just like, I'm happy Adrian's getting her dream, but it truly sucks that it's with Ben.
Yeah, I know. We go to Ricky's apartment. He's taking a nap on what looks like the world's least comfy couch. Amy shows up in the outfit from the end of the Grease movie.
I was just gonna say, he's Sandy from Grease. It truly looks just like it. It is uncanny.
She wants to fuck Ricky, let me tell you, in some lingerie she bought in New York.
Yes.
What 16-year-old is buying lingerie?
It's a single Victoria's Secret bra that has a little lace on it.
She said she bought it from a French store or something.
Victoria's Secret?
They talk about sex, whatever. And then George is just in graphic detail.
And then, yeah, Ricky's like, oh.
And George is like disappointed that Amy has like a healthy sexual appetite.
And what he says is so fucked up, where he's like, huh, I always thought he went after you. Guess I was wrong. Sorry, Ricky. And then he like storms out. Which, like, again, due to the very questionable consensual nature of the sexual act that resulted in John Jurgens. What? You're horny right now, so 2 years ago, you obviously...
Yeah, wow. Fucked up.
Wild.
Amy feels like an idiot, but she still wants to have sex.
Yes, she's like, I can't believe you didn't tell me. And then she's like, but we should still have sex. And I actually wheezed. Like, I made audible noises. This was the first of, like, three times in this last 3 minutes where I was like, ooh!
Ricky tells her to sit down so they can talk. He wants to have sex with her, but maybe this isn't the right time. And she's like, yeah. And then she gets on her knees in between his legs. And he's like, no, it's not time for that either. And she's like, oh God.
Oh, this show understands comedy.
Oh my God. And then she takes... I'm sorry, are we led to believe that she has not given him a blowjob?
Wait, you thought she was blowing him?
When she got on her knees?
Like, you think she doesn't blow him? Or you think she does blow him?
I mean, I'm assuming she's given him one.
When?
I don't know.
They've had one sexual encounter.
I know, but they've been dating for like a whole summer now.
Yeah, that doesn't mean you blow someone. I dated people for whole summers, and I didn't blow anyone.
I know, but I'm just saying, it surprises me.
No, because she set that boundary that she didn't want to have sexual contact with him until he didn't have HIV.
Yeah, okay, actually, yeah, true. Okay. Still, so she's on her knees, in between his knees... takes his hands in hers, and she asks Ricky to marry her.
Horrible idea. This cannot end well. I don't want to see what happens next.
And he smiles. We don't get an answer.
Does he smile? I thought he looked, like, concerned.
Who knows? I don't think Darren Kagasoff has ever looked at himself in the mirror to recognize what emotions look like on his face. Another proposal.
And my proposal
is you pro these nuts in your mouth.
I was gonna say my proposal. Never mind.
No, what are you gonna say?
Everything's so sexual with you, and I don't get it.
I'm sorry, I'm tired.
No, I was going to say my proposal is that you follow us on social media, but I forgot we need to do the thing where we're like, thank you for listening before we do that, so that's right, it would have been moot. How'd you feel after this one?
Honestly, I felt okay because I feel like the storylines were easier to follow.
Yeah.
Than in the past couple weeks where it's just been like so much happening.
Yeah.
Like there was a lot happening in this one. Don't get me wrong. But it like at least all followed kind of like.
The bare minimum of narrative consistency kind
of. Yeah.
I had a weird day at work today, and I do think this episode was responsible for it, so.
Yeah.
But, anyway, I don't know what else there's to say on that.
My name's Aaron.
And I'm Jesse.
This has been Secret Life of Two Gay American Teenagers. You can follow us on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Patreon at Your Two Gay Friends. You can follow Jesse on Twitter at GoJesse2K20. You can follow me on Instagram at No Money, No Prospects. You can send us an email at slwithjesseandaaron@gmail.com. You can leave us a voice memo on Anchor. You can rate and review us on iTunes and Apple Podcasts and also Spotify. Give us 5 stars.
Do it. You won't.
So, I hope you have a good day. I hope that you eat something that's like super simple but brings you a lot of comfort. Like, make yourself some buttered noodles.
And Linus, I swear to God, if you interrupt me one more time. And I hope that you use something really elaborate that makes you feel like shit a little bit afterwards.
Bye.
Bye. I don't know what Linus is doing.
Are you gay? Are you gay?
Okay, sorry, what are you, Peter's parents?
I was gonna say, throwback to my mom locking me in a car with her for 4 hours. That's traumatic. Okay.